suspended like a scintillating ornament from a bracket of roadways and pedestrian ramps. Galaxy's Opera was owned by a notorious gambler and playboy, Romeo Treblank, and designed to function as an alternative to the stuffy Coruscant Opera, which for decades had been patronized by House Valorum and other wealthy core lineages. With the Senate scheduled to convene in extraordinary session the following morning, excitement gripped Coruscant, and in celebration of the possibility that the election of a new Supreme Chancellor might usher in an era of positive change, half the Senate had turned out. Never had so much Veda cloth, brocart, and shimmer silk graced the lavish carpets that led to the front doors. And never had such a diverse assortment of Coruscanti spilled from the taxis and limos that delivered them. Patricians and doyens, tycoons and philanthropists, pundits and patrons, Lotharios and ingenues, gangsters and their malls, many clothed in costumes as ostentatious as those worn by the performers on the stage. Valorum had declined to appear, but both Ainley Team and Bale Antilles were among the thousands streaming in to enjoy the debut performance of a new work by a Mon Calamari mastermind. Only Palpatine and Damask, however, were personally welcomed by Treblank. Palpatine wrapped in a dark cloak, and the Mune in deep green, with matching bonnet and a breather mask that left part of his hoary jaw exposed.
"Word has it that he lost a fortune at the Bunta Eve Padres,"
Damask said when they were out of Treblank's earshot.
"The event Anakin won," Palpatine said.
Damask stopped short in surprise and turned to Palpatine for explanation.
"He captured first place."
Damask absorbed the news in brooding silence, then muttered,
"The boy's actions already echo across the stars."
A Nautilan female escorted them to a private box on the third tier, close to the stage. Their appearance prompting applause from some of the beings seated below, rumor-mongering by others. The lights dimmed and the performance began. Watery metaphors alternated with symbol-laden projections. The experimental nature of the work seemed to enhance an atmosphere of expectation that hung over the audience. Their thoughts elsewhere, the two secret Sith sat in respectful silence as if hypnotized. During intermission, the crowd filed into the lobby for refreshments. Discreetly, Damask sipped from a goblet of wine, while distinguished beings approached Palpatine to wish him good fortune in the coming election. Other celebrated beings gawked at Damask from a polite distance. It was as if some long-sought phantom had become flesh and blood for the evening. Holocams grabbed images of the pair for media outlets. Damask ingested a second goblet of wine while the lights flickered, announcing the end of the intermission. Pestage had assured him that some of Palpatine's opponents in the Senate would be waylaid. Others rendered too drunk or drugged to attend the morning session. None would die, but several might have to be threatened, and yet Damask continued to fret over the outcome. Following the performance, he and Palpatine joined a select group of politicians that included Orn Fri Ta and Masameda for a late dinner in a private room in the Minari. Then they retired to Damask's penthouse.